You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. This is Jane Theresa Anderson, and today we have Sarah on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Jane. Here's my dream. A friend of mine, Connie, was on her way to England for a sporting event, but she and I decided to go to an art gallery show first. And the event included some dynamic interactive artwork. There were about 30 of us, and we sat around to participate and observe. We were each given a selection of crayons from which to choose a color, and then one by one, stroke by stroke, we were encouraged to stand up and approach the canvas and add to this picture. The crayons applied themselves as they were just used on paper with a hot plate beneath them, so they were very smooth and silky in application and melted a little with rich color. The first stroke was created and evolved to become a side profile of a man, mostly in hues of blue. The canvas was white. And when I stood, and it was my turn to color in the man's eye, his iris, I used repetitive circular motions. The color that I chose was a really deep, rich blue. We started a second canvas, and this time the canvas was stark black. The same stroke, vertical stroke, was used to begin the picture and facilitated. But then as everybody worked, the picture just began to evolve with pinks, and the shape of the drawing turned out to be a dinosaur.
Mm. That's wonderful. I love the reference to the blue and the pink, almost like boy and girl in there. I have to ask you a couple of questions first, Sarah. You've got Connie at the beginning of the dream. If you could pick two or three words to describe Connie's personality or approach to life, what would you choose?
Oh, vivacious, ambitious, and very athletic.
Okay, that's great. So, and you were on the way to an athletic thing in the dream. And you also, at some stage, there were about 30 people there. So it may be that when I interpret this dream, it may be that it refers back to when you were age 30 and why that's important to you now. So just bear that in mind as we go, because when a number comes up in a dream, it's often quite specific, and it can be when you were that age, it can be 30 years ago, it can be when I lived at number 30, but my feeling is it probably relates to when you were 30. So we've got a lovely feeling in the dream that there are contrasts in your dream. One is like, we're going to go to this athletic thing, and you've got Connie there. She's athletic and sort of determined and out there. And then there's the other side of this, which is a softer and interactive. And, you know, we're just painting a lovely crayon picture here. It's quite a different feeling to the we're on the way to the sporting event and we're going to do this stuff and we're out there. So it's often quite important in a dream to look for two opposites, because the dream is often about finding a balance between the two. And then what I love is that you've got such a beautiful feeling in your dream of like the team working, bringing something together and getting something fluid, the fluidity of your crayons and the circular motion on the eye. So this is about bringing something together in your life. All the people in the dream are different parts of yourself and all the different things that you do. This is about integrating many aspects of your life in a kind of fluid and creative way. Perhaps moving away a little bit from the kind of strong athletic thing, because in the dream you're pausing before considering going overseas to do this kind of strong stuff. It's more like, wait a minute, there's something more integrative and creative to do here. Now you first start with a white canvas that you use the crayons on, and then you move to a black canvas. So with a white canvas, that's probably what you're aware of. It's like white is the light of day, whereas a black canvas probably relates to your unconscious, you know, the dark unconscious, what I really can't quite see about myself. So the first part, you're on a white canvas, and you find a picture of a man coming up, and it's also blue. And because there's pink later in the dream, you sort of go, blue for boy, blue for man here. So this is kind of exploring the male side of your life. We all have a male side and a female side, and the male side is how we relate to the world out there. So I suspect that your relationship to the world out there has been competitive, because you've got the feeling of the athletic in your dream there. And you're really focusing on the eye in the dream, going round and round and craning in the eye. And the eye, the E-Y-E in a dream, can often relate to I, capital I, myself. So there's this real feeling of, I'm just sort of drawing in on myself here and putting some focus on myself. yourself. And then it shifts to the black canvas, which is more, okay, we're going to the unconscious part of my mind now, what I don't know so much, what I'm drawing together in my unconscious. And everything turns into more the pink, the kind of female, creative flowing side. So my feeling, to sum it all up, is that you're looking for more of a sense of balance by integrating perhaps more of the female qualities or your female side, which is your creative, intuitive, flowing side, rather than the determined, focused side of your life, which has probably been dominant for a while. And somehow that all connects back to when you were 30. How does that sound so far?
God, it sounds very interesting. It was just before I made a big international move around that age, so that makes good sense.
And would you say move you made at age 30, would you say at that time that you were in a quandary between how much of your life to spend sort of in the male side out there doing athletic, determined stuff, and how much to spend in the more creative female side?
Absolutely. I was very, very active, extremely busy at that juncture, that time in my life, and just about to do some wonderful adventures and things, but didn't know what to expect that was coming around the corner in the last couple years.
Okay, so that's lovely. So what's happening is, because you're bringing that theme back into your dreaming life now, it means that similar issues are around you now, except that because your dream has this beautiful integration and everybody's painting this picture together, everybody's bringing the black canvas and bringing the pink and the feminine side out of the dark unconscious of the black canvas, this means this is your opportunity to actually integrate it all and find that perfect balance. So what I would suggest that you do, Sarah, is a dream alchemy practice, which is a visualization which goes like this. Your dream is such a positive dream. It already presents us with a positive image, which is painting those beautiful canvases and feeling so good and integrated and creative about it. So in a visualization, while you're awake, replay the end of the dream so that you're constantly visualizing, here I am doing this beautiful canvas craning, and look at all the colors, and doesn't it flow? And it's also integrated, and we're all facilitating this together. You used the word facilitating in your dream, so it is a kind of making things easier for yourself in this respect. And just keep re-visualizing that, and each time you visualize it, bring up all those feelings that you really do affirm to have in your life now, and you know, you just bring it on all the faster. How does that sound?
So replay the end of the dream, the pink part of the dream, the dinosaur drawing, and that the emotions that I felt then.
They were positive emotions that you felt then, weren't they?
Absolutely. It felt like joy, amazement. And I'm pregnant right now too, so I wondered if that was coming to the surface as well.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because and your first child?
First child.
So that will be bringing up all your feelings about, you know, how do I do mothering? How do I do creative stuff? And more importantly, how do I continue to run my whole life and have a baby as well? So it's definitely looking for balance. And the dinosaur will probably relate to something that's very ancient in your life. You know, a dinosaur is ancient. Mm-hmm. You're not as ancient as a dinosaur, but we picture dinosaurs as like they've been with us forever. You know, they're really ancient. So this exploring and getting back in touch with that really female side of your life is getting back in touch with something very deep and very sort of primal in you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing your dreams, Sarah. Well, thanks for listening to another edition of The Dream Show. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, is also an excellent reference that will help you interpret and understand your own dreams. And it's also available from the Lifestyle Pod Network. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com for more details. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next time for The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.